Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Boulder. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Is this on? Okay. Yes. How's everybody doing tonight? Man, I got to ask you guys a question. Nice to meet you too, bro. I got to ask you a question, though. Why is Boulder so hip? Why? I mean, you know, we've been across... you're being nice now. No, I mean, we've been across the country and we've had some great audiences, but this is something else, really. You guys... give yourselves a big round of applause for that. It's funny because Pat and I were talking just downstairs in the dressing room about a new concept for marketing jazz. You know, we're always trying to find new ways to expose the music to people or bring people into the music. So Pat came up with this idea of grunge jazz. So I was kind of skeptical, but I mean, seeing all these people sitting out here standing up, I think I might go stage diving right now. Psych. We'll save that one for later. But in any case, let me get serious again and introduce you to the incredible musicians who are up here on the bandstand. On the upright bass is a young man who has just recently celebrated his 21st birthday. And he's young, but in his playing, he is incredibly mature. I mean, he is not only the greatest bass player of his generation, one of the greatest playing the instrument today, and I think he's going to be one of the greatest ever. This is the incredible Christian McBride. Yeah. On drums is a man. Well, I don't even have to say anything. So maybe I should just shut up. Maybe you guys want me to shut up. Maybe that's it. But let me introduce him anyway. He is a living legend of jazz. He has played with just about everybody who's anybody in jazz, and the reason why is because he is not only a master drummer, but he is just a pure musician. He can make music out of anything and make magical music out of anything. You are listening to the legend, Billy Higgins, at the drum. On guitar is a man who has a maybe I should stage dive. On guitar is a man who is an inspiration to me in so many ways. I can't even begin to list them all. He's a virtuosic guitarist. He's a prolific composer, and he's a masterful improviser, but I think above all, the thing that makes him so incredible is that he has the sound, and the sound can go anywhere, in any direction. It transcends all styles. He can play music from the most cutting-edge, hard-edged, raucous music to the sweetest, prettiest melodies you've ever heard, and still keep that sound and that identity And that identity is, of course, Pat Metheny. So, we are playing music, which can be found on my latest recording on Warner Brothers Records, and we certainly hope that you carry your enthusiasm for this gig over to the record stores. Great. And let's see, we began with a composition by one of the geniuses of modern music, Ornette Coleman, and that was called Turnaround. And the second composition we played was one of my own, and it's entitled The Deserving Many, and it's dedicated to all those incredible, deserving musicians out there who never get the kind of success or acclaim or recognition that they truly, that they're due, so that's for them. And we are going to continue now with a new composition. Well, actually, it's an old composition of mine, but it can be no, not sublimation. It can be found on the CD as well. And this is Wish.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was, of course, a composition by one of the greatest saxophone players of all time, my number one idol and mentor, Sonny Rollins. And that was probably his most famous composition, entitled St. Thomas. And we're going to continue now with a brand new, well, not brand new, but new enough not to have a name yet. It's a new composition of Pat Metheny's. So check it out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Christian McBride at the bass. Billy Higgins at the drums. Pat Metheny at the guitar. And my name is Joshua Redman at the tenor saxophone. We thank you so much for coming out. And you've been a really, really, really incredible audience. So what can I say? Thank you.